The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the little sayings in the Vipassana world is that mindfulness is not about seeing something new, but rather seeing in a new way. Since people are sometimes looking for something, as opposed to how we look is important. So seeing in a new way, because sometimes the old ways of seeing, the old perspectives that we use, are not going to help. So if we see the world as a battlefield and we're looking for the solution by winning the battle or fighting the battle better or something, then we'd actually, even if we win the war, we're still at war. We still see it through that perspective. We're going to just see more war. If we see the world as a place that's frightening, and we're trying to figure out how to deal with a frightening world, and maybe temporarily we figure out some way to be safe, but with the eyes that see still sees the world as a frightening place, you know, you have to either hide in your little safe place, but you still see it that way. If you see the world as a place for, that you're supposed to, the most successful, best person in the world is the one who has the most pleasure, and then you pursue pleasure and you get all the pleasure you want, but that perspective is still there when you, afterwards. And so there are certain perspectives we have. Another perspective is the perspective of self. It's a very tricky, this thing about this ideas we have about who we are and who we should be and our identity and all that. And so, because if we have a really fixed and strong idea of who we have to be, who we're supposed to be or who we are, the more fixed that idea is, the more fragile we are, the more brittle we are, and the more it's easily be threatened. And if we think that what we're supposed to do is to have this sense of self, this idea of self, and the more it's threatened, the more then we look for a solution that involves reinforcing the self. I mean, I don't know if this is the best example, but imagine that I think that I'm supposed to be the most macho guy at IMC. Like, that's really important part of my identity, and I really need to, I grew up in America, so I mean, I probably picked up a few macho values, and, and it's really important, and your status and community goes up the more macho you are, and I need to really make sure that I'm seen that way and respected that way, And I've noticed a few of you don't quite treat me that way, like I'm like super macho. It's a little bit, and so I feel hurt. I feel kind of like disoriented, or like what? But I'm so important to be macho, so I'm going to come dress properly with macho clothes, and because I have a swagger, and I'm going to do all the things that kind of, really reinforces this idea that I'm macho, right? That makes it more brittle because you guys are not going to accommodate me. And so then I feel more hurt, and so I try harder. And as long as I think that that's what I have to do, is to have this kind of self, and the solution is by somehow, through that perspective, the solution is in being, that kind of person, then I'm swirling in samsara, I'm swirling around it in a way that there's no escape from it. And this is kind of there's no escape, and this is kind of the mythology of Buddhism, the idea of samsara, this endless wandering in circles. There's no escape within the circle itself. There's no escape within certain mindsets in themselves. They have to find some way to step out of them and see in a new way. And this is part of the function of meditation practice, is to relax us, to calm us down enough so that we don't carry over our eyes don't have a veil or a filter through which we're always seeing things. So we can calm down, slow down, refresh the mind, and see in a fresh way. Then we see that sometimes we see that the problems we had weren't problems afterwards, after all. some problems we have don't really exist. And we only realize that if we really relax and slow down and take a break and, you know, see it a new way. So I think that a fair number of people who do meditation practice continue to be trying to think their way out of their problems, their life situations. So they're sitting in meditation trying to think and think and figure and understand. And just if I understand something, or if you read a lot of books on Buddhism or listen to a lot of, you know, the ideas about Buddhism, like on Audio Dharma, if you listen too much to me, you know, it can be that you know, oh, it's just ideas. And if I move these ideas around in my head and get the right idea and get the right understanding, then it should all work out. And so then we go back and study the scriptures, the Buddhist texts more to get the idea. So we just move them around a little bit, and it'll all click, and then I'll be just, everything will be fine. And but the idea of thinking our way out of our problems doesn't work very well, especially if the framework of the thinking is still in the old mode of the war or the danger or whatever it is we're seeing. So how do we step out? How do we change? And so then the obvious thing we would say in our mindfulness tradition is we rely on direct seeing, on mindfulness. And I think also some people do mindfulness practice are relying too much on mindfulness. Like, oh, if I just look better, I'm just going to look and recognize and know this is what's happening. This is, you know, non-reactive awareness, just this, you know, just, and then everything will be okay. Nice, right? And I think sometimes, but sometimes what we want to do is we want to, how we see the world, how we see ourselves, how we see our problems, has a lot to do with the state of mind that we're in. So if I'm in a angry state of mind, I'm going to more likely see the world as full of problems. If I'm in a greedy state of mind, I'm going to see the world as a place where I'm going to get what I want. If I'm in a insecure state of mind, then I see all the challenges and threats to my machoism, that, you know, whatever it might be, right? So, but is it possible to, sometimes what's really helpful is actually change the state that we're in. And in the new state, we have a new perspective and can see in a new way. And part of the function of meditation practice is not just to see clearly, but actually to help us change our state. So, you know, get calmer, for example. That's a change of state. To be more relaxed, or to be more accepting, or be more loving, more compassionate, have more compassion for the situation. So sometimes it's useful when you're in this practice or in your life is to consider the state you're in, and are there some easy, legal ways, appropriate ways, that you can change your state? Rather than relying only on thinking to solve your problems, or not only relying on the so-called mindfulness, just to see and see and see what's there. So what can you do to change your state? And sometimes for people who are overly busy, it might just be taking a break, taking a vacation, going for a walk in the park and just kind of get some fresh air. Sometimes it might mean taking a nap. Sometimes it might mean doing something which is really fun and playful. Playfulness is a great thing to do. And in the playfulness, you know, if you take this Buddhism, this practice too seriously, you're in trouble. And so maybe some playfulness will change your state somehow. Or, you know, so do you have good ways, appropriate ways to change your state without being very careful, without getting attached to good states? And without thinking that your practice is only successful if you have good states. And you're somehow wrong if you have you know, unhealthy states or something. But within reason, without being too attached, without being too forceful, without expecting too much out of this, are there simple ways that you can change your state so that you can see your situation in a better way? Take a yoga class. Yoga can be a great way to change your state. Some people get more traction out of an hour yoga class than they do from an hour of meditation. So, you know, especially people living busy urban lives, sometimes you really need to do something strong to kind of get out of the kind of swirl, papancha swirl of mental kind of perspectives that we're kind of caught in. So be very careful with the perspectives you live in. And be very careful that you're not trying to solve your problems in a perspective, from a perspective in which there's no solution. Some perspectives are just, it's kind of like the image in Buddhism is that if you're stuck in quicksand and you push down with one foot, that foot will sink deeper. Well, then you want to push down with the other foot, right, to get you out, and that'll go even deeper. So some perspectives just kind of keep you entrenched and keep you kind of mired in the mud and going deeper and deeper. So sometimes you need to shift and change perspective. Shift and change, even the state that you're in some simple way. And then you might be in a much better place to see what's really going on here, what's really happening with you and what's important for you. So, and for some of you, I just want to say that I hope that coming to IMC for this Wednesday morning has that function for you, that stepping away from your normal life for a couple of hours, being quiet, meditating, just in this kind of stillness, letting things fall away and settle away perhaps, that is kind of a place for it to change your perspective or to change your state a little bit. So when you go back, you can see in a different perspective than you could if you just kept going and going in the usual mode. So, thank you. So we now have time.